We say good afternoon to Luba Maikiso. This is a huge treat and happy Heritage Day, Luba.
Thanks very much. It's been quite a while.
We've had conversations in the past about how to heal as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that part of that conversation is coming up with a way to appreciate all the other different cultures that together make up South Africans. So can we have that conversation? I mean, how do we do that? Because I don't think that South Africa is ever meant to be one homogenous society. And earlier today, I was discussing this with my producer, and she said, but isn't that leading to tribalism? I said, well, that's another conversation. You know, is democracy a system of governance for South Africa or Africa as a whole? But that aside, how do we proceed to appreciate one another's cultures, even when there might be conflict, by what we appreciate?
Sure. A real curveball. I think it's a lot easier done in the younger ages. I mean, if I look at the kids at school,
They
are more open to experimenting and looking at different cultures. But I've always looked at the US and said, I'm fascinated at how the Americans have a national identity, an American identity. And if you look at the people that make up the US, you've got people who came from, you know, the Dutch, you've got the Germans, you've got people from, you know, Jewish ancestry, Italian, Irish, and so forth. But they're able to cling on to a national identity and say, I'm American. But underneath that, there might be, let's say, an ethnic root that goes back to Italy, that goes back to Ireland. And then when they celebrate meals and certain holidays, they cling to that. But there's an overriding identity. What we don't have in this country, for me, is that overriding national identity.
Yeah.
We self-identify, you know, in groups, Xhosa, Zulu, Venda, you know, it might be a religious issue, Muslim, Christian, Jew, and so forth. And I think for us, that's still very strong. And part of it, I think, is driven by the official system that we still fill in forms that ask you about ethnicity for some reason. So we still cling to ethnicity. Tribalism will always be there as well, as long as we keep propping up these issues. The question, though, Kathy, is who's tasked with driving this unity project, the reconciliation and that common identity? And it sits with the Department of Arts and Culture. And I think they've done largely quite a horrible job, to be honest with you. There was something, I think, a few months ago around the flag and around the anthem. So it's sporadic. It's not sustained. My view is I think we've got to find the parts that we want to rally around and drive those. So I can still be Xhosa, I can still be Christian, but there should be things that we're able to get around and enjoy and say, this defines us as South African. It's not necessarily embedded in my ethnic identity or my faith identity, but this is a South African culture. There's a lot of that. So if you in Cape Town, for instance, it might be around food. So the cuisine itself is quite varied, and you see a lot of that coming through where we are able to borrow from one another and make something South African. But it's a process that's driving itself, not being driven by anybody. And I think it needs a champion. It needs somebody driving it towards a specific goal. We need to be intentional about it. At the moment, we're kind of just stumbling along and coalescing and, you know, as chance would have it. It needs to be more specifically driven. But I would also caution and say, obviously, there is some pain that is associated with some of the various cultures, and we do need to find ways to get past that.
How do we do that? I mean, you once gave me an example where you said Shaka Zulu, I think it was actually on June the 16th, I can't remember, but you said Shaka Zulu is such a positive, incredible role model for Zulus. And then you mentioned something that I'd never ever considered, that if you are not a Zulu, he is not a positive role model. It was incredibly negative for the other black cultures within South Africa. And the tribes, because there was often war. And so how do we get past that? I mean, so it's not just a white-black thing or you know, Indian colored, white. How do we get past that? How do we get to a point where we can appreciate one another? Because we do all have a collective history.
Well, I think dialogue would help tremendously, which is what we don't have. If you recall, when the Roads Must Fall movement started, again, there was so little dialogue. So if you took the issue of Cecil John Rhodes, in the white community was revered, you know, great statesman, philanthropic. He did so much. In the black community, we had very different views about him. And it was very difficult. I remember, you know, meeting with Jewish kids here at UCT and trying to talk to them about it. And there was, you know, some people had a very different view of them, but people weren't allowed to express what they felt. And I think the idea is to create the space where I can share with you how I feel about something. So you take, for instance, I think, the Jewish community wanted to celebrate, the IFP leader. And they were saying he's a great friend of Israel. And I was saying, as a Xhosa person, he did a lot of harm during the IFP days. So the space must be there for you to hear my view. I'm not saying that you should judge a person by how I perceive him, but at least know that there might be a conflicting view, a conflicting position to yours. And so you factor that in. So we then say, if we're talking about Cecil John Rhodes, he's a man of many characters. And it can't be that the predominant character of him, his philanthropic, is good. We must factor in and say his history was quite varied and he'll resonate with people differently. And I think that's where we need to get to. The conversation, I think, in South Africa tends to be drowned by people comparing hurts and scars rather than saying, look, let's share what an experience was like for each person, and I must learn from you about your experiences, but not try and belittle or minimize yours, and you must listen to mine. So it's creating that space where we can have that dialogue. At the moment, we have a dominant narrative that everybody is being forced to accept, and I think that's where the challenges come. So even with Heritage Day, it's still, you know, somehow we've turned it into a very commercial issue, a braai, you know, go and get some meat and have a braai, and that's Heritage Day. But what exactly is our heritage? What are we celebrating? You know, it's a melting pot. We've got very different things that make up this heritage, but we don't know what they are. I was at Woolies earlier today, and I saw a few of the cashiers were wearing African, you know, dress.
Yeah.
But again, what discussion took place before they were asked to wear that? And I think that for me is the issue. It's adorning something for a day means nothing. Let's have a discussion about the different cultures so that you understand, you respect them.
Exactly.
And it's got to be a bit longer than that.
Exactly. Luba Maiki, so that is unfortunately where we leave it. Please get in touch with me when you next come into Joburg. Please.
I will do so. You do owe me though a Shabbat dinner.
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do.
Thank you.
God bless, Luba. Happy Heritage Day, and thanks for the time. God bless. Bye-bye. Thanks.